When Walter Stanley Pease passed away recently, at age 71, he left behind a legacy of service to his adopted home of Statesboro in Bullock County that few can ever rival. As an employee of Medical Center Pharmacy for 47 years, he started working there at age 12. He took care of his friends no matter their ailment, and no matter the time of day. Often meeting someone at the pharmacy after hours to provide some needed remedy, he was all about customer service long before that became a bit of a marketing catchphrase. From his elevated post in the pharmacy, he was able to see customers as they entered the shop, and whether looking for a gift, going straight to the popular soda shop, or making a beeline to the pharmacy counter with prescription in hand, Walter acknowledged most everyone with a genuine smile that was a truly sincere greeting. Walter in his white pharmacy coat and Deb, proud grandparents, at a school ceremony for granddaughter Hannah in 2019. Walter seemed to use his whole face when he smiled. While some people smile with their mouth only, Walter's face lit up, using his mouth, of course, but his eyes sparkled with a welcoming recognition that accompanied his toothy grin, leaving no doubt that he really was happy to see the recipient of that smile. There is no doubt that many under the weather and seeking help in the way of a filled prescription often came away feeling better just because of their interaction with Walter. Aside from his admirable career as a pharmacist, Walter was an extremely active and busy person. At various times in his life he offered his services to the Teal House, Willingway Hospital, Georgia Home Medical, Bullock County Emergency Medical Service, and the list goes on. One of his greatest loves was the Kiwanis Club of Statesboro. Serving in many capacities with the Kiwanis Club, including president, fair chair, and club representative to various fair associations, Walter worked tirelessly to support the club, which continues to give so much back to its community and multi-county area. A main focus of Walter's was the Kiwanis Livestock Program. Countless young people have been provided animals by the Kiwanis Club to help teach them responsibility and work ethic. Walter and his wife Deb, now deceased also, worked for years to sustain and improve the livestock program that is a major part of the agricultural fair. Walter was earnestly dedicated to the Kiwanis Club of Statesboro, so it was only appropriate that his visitation and memorial service were held at the Kiwanis Community Building, to allow him one more time on the grounds which he loved so much. Some of the comments made by friends, past customers, and others include statements like, "He was one of the finest people you will ever meet, he was wonderful and caring, he went above and beyond to be helpful, and he was committed to serving the community," and all of those things are true. Most of his time spent serving the myriad of local organizations was done while working full-time as a pharmacist, which meant long, tiring hours, but all of it was work Walter loved. His dear family will miss him most of all. But you can bet that the people he encountered and helped in so many ways are already missing his dedicated service to them, along with that most genuine of smiles and greetings for which he was known. That may be what is missed more than anything else.